everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. This time out, we are watching yet another episode, episode 5, in fact, of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive, whether or not. So let's jump right into it, and we are going to do that here in 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Whether or Not was the sixth episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. It first aired on March 19th, 2007, written by John Telligen and directed by Britta Johnstone. Whole lot. I don't think they go to space, though. That's a false promise.
Unless I'm flying through the sand in a dune buggy.
Hey.
I don't think we'll be seeing many dune buggies where we're going. The southern part of the island is mostly dense jungle and forest.
This is so amazing. Traveling deep into uncharted territory to locate a powerful jewel before the forces of evil can find it and use it against humanity. Ugh, is this high adventure or what?
Wow. Accent's very much kicking in. The heck?
Not so fast. I read that St. Lucia is haunted.
That's just folklore, Dax.
Are those marbles?
That answer why you flipped in?
They're my lucky marbles. And don't worry, Dax. We're Power Rangers. We're unbeatable. Spencer?
I mean... cultural appropriation a little bit, but still.
In case I'm needed on this mission, I wanted to show you that I'm able to blend in as an islander before you send me undercover as a parrot.
Well, hopefully that won't be necessary. Why isn't the drill driver operational yet?
It is running a little behind schedule, sir, but I assure you, it will be ready for this island adventure.
Good. Get the team together.
Sir.
Oh, and Spencer.
Sir.
You look very... Airy.
Indeed, man.
No sign of the Rangers. No report from my tillers of any jewel activity. And not a peep from my brother Moltor. Something's not right here. Nog!
Yes, sire?
Call Moltor. He's up to something. I can smell it.
Of course. But, do you mind?
No, not at all.
No, I mean...
Voltor's got an eye closed, it looked like.
Perfect. When I get the subatomic energy generator
okay.
for the weather machine, my plan will come to life. I'll be stronger than Florius.
Calling Mr. Voltor,
go!
King Florius would like to speak with you.
So long. What are you up to?
But like an episode or two?
None of your concern. And you're no king.
Remember, Moltor, I'm a lot smarter than you. Not to mention, better looking.
Soon, I'll be more powerful. You'll see.
Well, I'll certainly be watching. I could use a good laugh.
Fool!
Man. But now they've dropped all pretenses? Just energy agency. Is that a cliff? Why are they driving towards a cliff? Where was he going to deliver it?
Remember, be careful.
They're not even on a road. The heck?
Take him away.
Looks like the trip's gonna have to wait.
Moltoy has other plans. Let's ranger up.
And he's in Australia. Ready?
Oh, Australia. That should help cover for some of the accents. Where did this wet tarmac come from? We saw it. There was literally nothing but grass. Wait a minute. Where are all the explosions? Oh, he just went off the cliff. Ooh, lucky. That looked like it hurt.
Nice try, Power Rangers. Lizards, you know what to do with a machine. Oh, man.
Okay. Now weather has been controlled, I guess. Oh, you better get out of there. Oh, I thought it was freezing.
That was brutal.
I feel like all four of my tires are blown out. You okay, Mac?
No, I'm not okay. I blew it. If it wasn't for Will.
Don't be so hard on yourself. That's why there's five of us.
What did Mac want with that guy?
He didn't want the guy. He wanted a subatomic energy generator.
That's exactly right, Rose. Why?
Sir, this weather is relentless. First the sun cooked my daisies, and then this sudden downpour washed away my favorite melons. Something is terribly wrong.
Stifling heat and massive rainfall seemingly out of nowhere have washed out roads and knocked out power around the globe. The National Guard has been called in to regulate the chaos.
Whatever he's doing is connected to this inclement weather. I'm putting the jewel quest on hold. What? I have a new Zord to help you battle. Mac, it's got your name on it.
No, maybe you should give it to someone else.
Look.
Oh, heavens.
I know you had some trouble
out one of these episodes.
Times like these that define a hero.
Why?
I told you I couldn't do it.
So you'll try again. Maybe you were right when we started this. I shouldn't be a ranger.
Oh, for heaven's sake. So 10 will get you 20 that by the time we get to the next episode, he'll be using this machine without any trouble.
You were the one who didn't want me to do this in the first place.
The world needs you. Now Ranger up.
Fine. But I'm not gonna like it. That lightning bolts? Interesting.
The weatherman said sunny and warm. What does he know?
Funny, Dax.
My weather machine has made me powerful.
And a little nuts.
After
it was already nuts.
My brother will respect me. Do you have any last words before I push this machine to its limit and destroy the living world?
You can't do that!
Yeah, you'll drown the entire planet!
That's right, Pink Ranger. Engage the machine.
Uh-oh.
Cold-blooded dimwits.
Got bright and sunny all of a sudden.
This doesn't look good.
Uh-oh.
It can't be. Oh, this is even funnier than I thought. I wish my brother would be proactive more often. Nothing.
The machine's doing it on its own. We have to stop it.
No, no.
What have you done? You lost control of your own evil device.
I don't know what to do. No.
Wait. Let's get some extra power. Spencer, send a Zord.
Is it growing? He's being very Spider-Man-ish today.
Moltor!
Yes!
Bring it!
Get up! I'm gonna destroy you! Try it!
Ooh!
Fire!
course of St. Lucia.
Oh, well, at least
you're not even on St. Lucia, are you? Interesting.
Any emergency channel?
Nothing, sir. Just static.
Keep trying. I'm searching with the infrared satellites.
Mac! I told you not to send me out there. Look what happened! I lost the team!
It's not over yet. The drill driver can dig them out.
I can't drive that thing. I'm not cut out for being a hero. You do it. I quit.
Oh, here we go. For the very first time this season.
What did you do to my weather machine? It was working perfectly. Now I can't control it.
Trouble with your flamers?
Stay out of my business or your furry friend will be next.
Me? Touch.
On video, no audio communication.
They're not scared. Why aren't they scared?
Because they know that you're going to save them. They believe in you. So do we.
I never doubted you for a second, Red Ranger.
I kind of did once you said you quit, but
obviously, are you gonna prove them wrong? Give me back my tracker.
There you go.
I got a hole to dig.
Drill. It's a drill.
Logging on. Okay, Mac. You can do this. Focus. Activate. I'm out of here.
Also, using this thing is not nearly this hard after this.
It's fighting me. You have to do this for the team. You know they're counting on you. Powering up the drill driver. Go!
There's no snow there. Where the heck are you drilling from?
Here we go. Rangers.
What took you so long?
I had Zord trouble.
I hate it when that happens.
I hope you forgive me for bailing out.
The Sentai version makes it look like they're about to die. Like, freeze up and run out of air.
Let's roll.
Also, this shows that they've created a Power Rangers version of a cockpit for the Zords. Well, look at that, it grew up. That's got legs and pointy arm things. This is going to be a quick fight. So they can do it with only four of them in there. Uh-oh. Too bad they don't have a drill. Oh, they do have a drill. Huh.
Blue hole!
It looks disgusting.
Let's see if we can combine these puppies.
So Ronnie leaves, but she gets to stay in the cockpit. There you go. All right, we did it! Yay! Whew. Acting took a bit of a dip today. This comes back in Cosmic Fury. No, Dino Fury. Okay.
Aha! So now, you believe in the curse?
I'm not superstitious, but we can use all the luck we can get.
Well, then give us one. Come on.
Hey, come on.
Oh, you can't be like that.
Oh, look, there's six. This was a weird one. Very much of a dip, I think, in my opinion. I mean, Mac hasn't saved everyone. I want to say that that doesn't happen in the center. I think that the problem is he just can't get the thing to operate correctly. It's all about pushing through the pain and stuff so that it'll start working. I could be wrong. In any event, thank you all for listening or watching. I hope you all have a great rest of your day. Next time, we will be watching the sixth episode of Operation Overdrive, which I know is crazy after five, but, you know, that's what we do here. It's Pirate in Pink. Till then, hope you have a great day, and I will see you next time.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.